I've been feeling more and more like one of the most significant privileges for millennials and Gen Z is to have both parents who are relatively reasonable, open-minded, progressive people. Like, there is increasingly a very significant cultural divide between families that are being ripped apart by one or more members, essentially being radicalized via Facebook or YouTube, beyond even being in a shared reality with the other members of their family. But I see a similar divide as a woman, for women who were raised in this country, in a context where, imperfect as it might have been, feminism was already sort of a foregone conclusion. Like, living in New York City and generally moving in more educated, affluent circles as I got older, I started to become friends with more and more women who, for example, growing up were expected to go to college, were expected to have a career of their own, were expected to demand a level of gender equality in their own relationships. These are women whose diversity of choices were generally supported, who were not being pushed into premature relationships or childbearing. And in a lot of the quote-unquote feminist media or discourse that I see, which, like most media, is pretty dominated by people from these more affluent, educated, progressive circles, there's almost this sense that a lot of the major battles of second wave feminism have essentially already been won. But when you look at the stats in America, most women are still fighting what would be considered by these standards as very foundational battles. They live in very misogynist contexts that heavily coerce them toward heterosexual, patriarchal relationships, toward having children young and often. They're not encouraged or expected to pursue higher education, and in most cases, that's not even an economic option. They have little to no access to reproductive choice, and they generally have to go very far out of their way to choose a life that doesn't look like this, and often have very few models, if any, in their own lives of women who have. Like, it's so important to remember that, especially right now, for many, many women in this country, to opt out of marriage and motherhood is still a very radical choice, and also socioeconomically extremely difficult. If you're from a background where women have historically been empowered in all of their choices and options, it's so important to remember that you are the exception, not the norm.